I was at lunch one day, a group of ladies, and this lady said her daughter needed, and she laid it out what she needed, and she said, I really think God wants to do that for her. Well, for days I thought about that. I thought, you know, that is absolutely right. I knew that God wanted to do that for her daughter. I knew it. And I just was about to crank up my faith to believe God that somebody would do that for her. I figured it'd cost about $1,500, thereabouts. Not too positive, hadn't checked on prices, but I knew that God was in it, and I knew that mother was right, and I knew God was sending somebody to do that. But I didn't know it was me. But God began to deal with me. And on the inside, suddenly it dawned on me, you could do that. Wayne and I had never done anything of that magnitude for anybody. And I thought, boy, if I tell Wayne I want $1,500, it's not going to go over. He's going to know what you want it for. So finally, because I know God's in it. See, God deals with us. When God deals with us, if we yield to Him, if we submit to Him, if we say, yes, Lord, I'll do that. See, God, oh, He's amazing. Absolutely amazing. So I said to Wayne, told him about the luncheon, told him about God dealing with me, and he says, all right, I'll get you the money, we'll do it. He never hesitated, never batted an eye. We got it all together, made some inquiries. The Lord passed a deal, a deal just fell in our lap, ended up costing us about $300 this off. But see, you can pass the leadership God deals with, you can pass that by. You can just turn a deaf ear. You can be so busy. Sometimes I'm so busy working for God, I don't hear from God. He has to go, wish I could whistle, never did learn to whistle. Has to whistle at me and stop me. One fella told me he was going down the road. He had a nickname. He liked his nickname. He always called by his nickname. He didn't like his real name. Nobody ever called him that. And he said he's going down the road to business. Had really busy, he was doing really well and really, really well in business and really, really busy. And suddenly somebody called his name. He heard it on the inside. Called his real name, not his nickname. And he recognized it was God. Pulled off the side of the road. God had been trying to deal with him, couldn't get his attention. So God said, I tell you what, I happen to know what your name is, and I'm calling it. And God skipped over the nickname and called him by his given name, his birth name. And got his attention. God began to deal. See, God wants to deal with you. He wants to tell you what you need to do. He wants to tell you how you need to help this body. He wants to tell you how to help your neighbors. I just every now and then I stumble up and do something right for God. It's just amazing. And we had a neighbor. They were quite elderly then, and I don't think they're alive. The family had to move them. But I felt, we have a body of water between us, and so she waves and hollers, I wave and holler. I didn't really know her except we had a what we call an anointed wave going. And I say, hi, how are you? Good to see you out, you know. And I could see she's getting feeble. Well, one day I felt to bake a pie. You know, I don't bake but 2 pies a year. It's not that I don't know how, it's I don't want to. Had to crucify the flesh. You're going to work for God. You're going to have to crucify the flesh. That's just all there is to it. So I baked it. Can't even get there. Have to get in my car and go all the way around to get there, even though she's right there and I'm right here. Can't get there. So I went. I carried her the pie. She invited me in. She's talking. She was an anointed and gifted talker about stuff. It's a good thing, because I'm not much into talking about stuff, and so it's a good thing that all I had to do most of the time was wave. I think, you go to talking and you're in your 30th or 40th minute of telling me something, I'm looking at my watch, I'm thinking, I got a lot to do. And that's just a flaw in my personality, it has nothing to do with you, unless you're like me. And I'm looking at her piano, and there were 3 little boys in a picture on the piano, and I recognized them. I said, that's so-and-so. I was their babysitter for years, 2 houses down from my mother, in another city. And she said, those are my grandsons. Is not God smart? Is not He sharp? Does not He know? If He could deal with us and we could hear His voice, we could run this race. I mean, we could pick up speed.